good. And his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you for your blessings this morning. We thank you for your blessings which you bring to us each and every day. And now, Lord, as we come to look at your word and as to I come to preach the message this morning, Lord, we just pray for your anointing to be here and your presence to be manifest, Lord. May it be in your name which is lifted up. May it be your name that is glorified. And Lord, may it be our hearts which resound with thankfulness and our lips which give voice to that fullness of thankfulness in our hearts. Lord, be here now in our midst. Lead us in worship. Lead us in the study of your word. Lead us at this time and every time. In Jesus' name, amen. Is the slideshow just not going to happen, Mike? Okay. Well, I don't have... It's causing me to change half my sermon, so... So excuse me while I... Oh, there we go. Hey.
It's on. Can you see it?
I can see it.
Okay.
You know, it's going to be hard for me to just to say that. But happy Thanksgiving. And when we think of Thanksgiving, what do we think of? Some of us think of turkeys. There's one. Next. This is our preferred way of looking at the turkey, though, isn't it? Yes.
Oh, can someone turn off the pulpit light so that you guys can see better?
Pulpit and choir lights. There we go. Okay, that's the way we prefer to see our turkey. I don't know how much of this Passion New Song is going to translate in this part, but this is kind of the introduction to...
How did you see the turkey?
Well, let us see the turkey.
I'll do the interpreting later.
Yes. Okay, next. We think of family, we think of our country, we think of many things to say thankful for. Okay, next. The pilgrims are where, in the United States, we seem to think Thanksgiving comes from, or the start of it. I have a little quiz for you.
Okay.
Next. Okay. What year did the pilgrims have their first Thanksgiving feast? 1621. Sorry, Steve, you're wrong. Nope, 1621 is when our first Thanksgiving feast here in the U.S. Next. What food was probably not on the Pilgrim's Thanksgiving menu? Anybody? Sing out. No. Potatoes. They thought they were poisonous, yet they were new to potatoes. Remember, potatoes were discovered here in America and then taken back to Europe. Now, there's a dish that's not on there that's a favorite of the Hmong. That was at the Thanksgiving feast. Any guesses?
Egg roll.
No. Not my favorite. Boiled pumpkin.
Boiled pumpkin. That's a new one. Huh?
That was at the Thanksgiving feast. How many here like boiled pumpkin? Yeah. Are we going to have it today?
We have pumpkin pie, though.
We got pumpkin pie. No boiled pumpkin juice?
No pumpkin juice.
Quick, go make some. No. Okay, next. The horn of plenty, or the cornucopia, which symbolizes abundance, originated in what country? Greece. Very good. Next. In 1676, the day of Thanksgiving was proclaimed to take place during what month? You're all wrong. It was June. That was when they did it in June. Next. Okay, what president didn't like the idea of having Thanksgiving as a national holiday? Nope. Jefferson, yep. Jefferson was the guy. He was kind of a fuddy-duddy that way. Okay, next. Who was credited with leading the crusade to establish Thanksgiving Day? No, it was not Sara Lee. She makes the dessert. Sarah Josepha Hale is the woman who did it and took her 40 years of work. Okay, next. Which president first established the day of Thanksgiving as a national celebration? Lincoln. It was Lincoln. Okay, next. Which president moved the date of Thanksgiving twice? It was FDR. He moved it. Well, let's go to the next slide. Next. The reason Thanksgiving was moved up a week was to fulfill a political promise, to ward off evil spirits due to public pressure, or to lengthen the Christmas shopping season. What do you think? It was indeed the last one, to lengthen the Christmas shopping season. They did that, and 2 years later, because so many people complained that the shopping season was too long, no, that they moved the date, they put it back because it had become tradition. We all know that we can't change something once it's tradition. Okay, we can, but not international. Okay, next. Canada celebrates Thanksgiving on what day? Second Monday in October, second Thursday in November, third Thursday in November, or May 1st? October. It is October. And one last quiz test or question. God directs us to give thanks to Him never, only on holidays, always, or after God does something really special. Always. But He also does tell us to do it after He does something special. So that's kind of a trick. But it is always and after God does something special. Okay. Now we're supposed to read the psalm. But we've done that. So let's move on into the heart of our message.
Okay, and let there be light.
Yes. Ushers, let there be light.
I guess we're not God. We're human.
Now, the first Thanksgiving celebrated here in the U.S. was with the Pilgrims and the Indians. Again, it was in 1621. And it was after the colonists had spent their first year here in the U.S. Out of the original 102 colonists on the Mayflower,
I had to look at his note too.
46 died in that first year. But since the harvest was so plentiful, they decided to have a day of Thanksgiving.
Vì khi bố tế công tế lòng dòng hình, nhận được bố tế dòng xa lưu mông, kìa ổ vọng chân nụ trào, thay thay xong này.
And it was the Indians who came alongside and celebrated with them.
Nhà cháu khá kì bố tố hai kì bố dù cháu phô gần nô ổ vọng chân nụ trào.
And the pilgrims probably never would have survived the first winter without the Indians' help.
Nhà chú mô cháu khá nở, nó chỉ tế ra bố yếu kìa
About 15 years later, there was another pilgrim celebration. They celebrated Thanksgiving again, but this time the celebration was for defeating the Indians in battle. They had moved from two people helping each other to two people at war. And the Europeans, as they came, continued to push out the Native Americans. Today, because of that, we still have some difficult relations. The Indians with the rest of us who have immigrated here to America. Doesn't have to be that way. I would like to use Northbrook and Hmong community as an illustration.
Northbrook Alliance Church, Hmong community, Alliance Church,
it was a little over 10 years ago that a small group led by Nang Tao came here. And that small group struggled at first. And Northbrook let them come in and celebrated with them their new church. Hmong Community Alliance Church started to grow.
The Hmong Community Alliance Church started to be lulu to Hmong.
They had a new young pastor.
Happy in China.
Did you say he's happy in China?
Start.
And as the Hmong Community Alliance Church started to grow, Northbrook started to have conflict with them.
And
Northbrook, like the Indians, beginning to grow lesser in numbers. Now, I'd like to think that we have formed an alliance now. That we have, Northbrook is no longer battling against Hmong Community Alliance Church. Neither is Hmong Community Alliance Church trying to push Northbrook out.
Because people in Hmong are trying to move on,
Unlike the pilgrims and the Indians, we have a different future. One for which we can be deeply thankful.
Can you repeat one more time?
One for which we can be deeply thankful. We have a vision of one church with multiple congregations. With different language styles and different language. Or worship styles and language. Yes. And these congregations yet are brothers and sisters together and family. And we live together and work together and love each other. And I had to get that in so I could give my definition of love.
And
those of you who know it can say it with me. Love is selfless, loyal, benevolent concern for the well-being of another person.
I guess you guys all understand that.
I don't have it written down.
Oh, okay. It's in his mind, so...
You're supposed to know that one.
That's your moment.
Yeah. And that is our love for each other. We are selfless.
It's hard to translate that one.
Let me try.
Yeah. you have to make it longer so I can get the idea.
We sacrifice for each other. We put the other one first.
Okay.
Neither one seeking to be the one who is most important. We are loyal. That means that even when I say something insulting, you don't hit me. And that when Pastor Nusong says something that you don't like, you don't hit him. We don't hit each other. With our hands or with our words. But we stay side by side with each other. In all circumstances. We have benevolent concern for the well-being of one another. That means we do what is best for each other. Even if it costs us something. That's what we have here. At Northbrook, among community, together. We have cause for celebration and thanksgiving. Because on a daily basis, we have this to celebrate. So we have a reason to give thanksgiving every day. But we also have another reason for thanksgiving. Remember when God does something special, we can celebrate also? We see that in the Bible all over. Noah celebrated after they were saved from the flood. Abraham had a celebration of Thanksgiving after he saved his nephew Lot and freed the people of Sodom. The people were told of Israel were told to celebrate every year the Passover because of what God did on that day. So what special thing am I talking about for us? Well, as of right now, in my talks with the Northwestern District, it looks like we might be able to complete our plans for fulfilling our vision of one church of multiple congregations. By January. The district superintendent has said that the plan that we have presented is certainly one that he thinks will work. As soon as we deal with some very minor issues. Most of them are things like how do we report to the national office. But these are things that they've worked out for other churches in other districts. So we're not reinventing the wheel. And we anticipate being able to do this in time for Northbrook's annual meeting in January. I'm not going to go into details of the plan right now. One, it would take a lot of time. And two, if there are any changes that need to be made, I want them...
Go ahead.
If there are any changes that need to be made, I want them all done so that I'm not telling you one thing now and another thing later. I will tell you that the elders and the pastors of both congregations have been kept up to date as to what this plan looks like. And that input from many, many people has been incorporated into it. So we have a special reason for giving thanks today. It appears that the fulfillment of God's vision for this congregation is coming to fruition. We will indeed be one church with two separate congregations who are growing closer and closer together all the time. And unlike the Pilgrims and the Indians, I don't see our future to be one of conflict and strife, where one is ends up taking advantage of the other. But instead, our future is one of equal footing as brothers and sisters in the house of God. Let me read Psalm 100 again. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. That is our future. That is the future of Northbrook Alliance Church among Community Alliance Church. Let us celebrate together and give thanks to God. Let's pray. Father, we do thank You for Your word. We thank You for Your word of encouragement. We thank You for Your words of thanksgiving that we can give back to You. Lord, You have even shown us how to give praise. Now, Lord, help us to have that attitude of gratitude. Help us to be loving one to another. Lord, as we bring our two together and become one, as we become married, and as our family grows, might Your blessing be on this place. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The worship team would come forward to lead us in our closing song.